Good morning of Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, in his first primetime White House address, President Biden said the U.S. was on track to return to a kind of normal by the 4th of July. He spoke hours after signing the $1.9 trillion relief plan, also promised to direct states to make all adults eligible for a vaccine by May, from the New York Times. While offering a renewed sense of optimism, he called for continued vigilance, urging people to get vaccinated and not prematurely abandon mask wearing. Your thoughts on his address last night and calling on all Americans, saying, I need you.
Well, look, you know, I was incredibly impressed with Biden and what he said. He really brought us back to a time when Franklin Roosevelt was leading this country through the Second World War and the Depression. He took the reins and he gave a sense of confidence. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that was Biden yesterday. Biden was basically saying, I need you. It was the kind of thing, inclusiveness, which was unknown to his predecessor, who had this whole thing about dividing people in order to get ahead. Here was Biden saying to everybody in America, wear a mask, socially distance, but at the same time, get the shot. And we're going to be inclusive. We're going to make sure that every American gets the shot. It was a masterful presentation in that you felt in your gut that you had a leader who really was inspiring the kind of confidence from people that we needed to have. And he does this on the tail, David, of doing a masterful job in getting this $1.9 trillion bill through the Congress, which is going to go down as a very important time. And now on that, the administration of that program is going to be so important. What the Republicans will do is they'll show somebody who got the money, who didn't need the money, that kind of thing. This is a time when Biden is going to have to really show that he knows how to run a government. You know, he was a great senator for a long time, but now he has to show that he can run the government and he can bring everybody into it and that he can be efficient in the way that he administers this program. Because if he doesn't, it's not going to look pretty.
Speaking of nipping at Biden's heels, and I saw four former Trump administration officials cited in the San Francisco Chronicle article picking up on former President Donald Trump's press release yesterday, in which he said, I hope everyone remembers when they're getting COVID-19, often referred to as the China virus vaccine, that if I wasn't president, you wouldn't be getting that beautiful shot for 5 years at best, and probably wouldn't be getting it at all. I hope everyone remembers.
Well, what I remember, I don't know about you, David, but what I remember is this guy saying there wasn't going to be COVID in this country, that there may be 5 cases, then there may be 15 in denial. And I remember that person, for want of a better word, on a government-regulated broadcast, that person saying that he was going to take his mask off. He gets the disease, he comes out onto that portico, and he grabs that mask, and he basically rips it off of his face in a signal to everybody. That's right. We had over 500,000 deaths in this country. And let me tell you, those people could have been saved. And in my mind, and in a lot of other people's mind, because he was so slow to react and such a rejectionist of the theory that there was a COVID, that he was responsible for a lot of Americans dying. Some people think that amounted to murder. I happen to be one of them.
You know, in his speech last night, President Joe Biden did not mention Donald Trump, but he did reference him. You know, truth matters. We all know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the science. Work together. You're owed nothing less than the truth. Are we in a post-truth world, Alan?
Well, we know that Donald Trump did everything in his power to put us there, David. He lied and he lied and he lied and he lied and he lied. He lied so much that people became inured to it. They just didn't think there was anything extraordinary. If Joe Biden tells a mistruth, everybody's going to be headlining it. It was Trump who did it so often and so much that it meant nothing. And that people were just saying, oh, well, that's just the way this guy is. That's not good for this country. It's not good for our children. It's not a good example. It's a terrible thing. Now, Biden, when he came in, I think really wanted to make sure that everybody was in on the game. Now, I think you're quite right. He's making reference to the former president and the damage he had done to this country.
Well, what makes it clearer than this, Alan? All living former presidents, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and their respective former first ladies, with the exception of the Trumps, are part of a newly released ad campaign urging Americans to get the coronavirus vaccine when it's their turn, of course, combating skepticism.
makes me sick to see that Trump still is so concerned with his own personal political welfare that he will not join with the others. You know, he tries to take credit for fighting COVID, and here's another example of just the opposite. He is in so many ways responsible for the spread of the COVID because he didn't do anything when he could have.
Well, in New York, the firestorm around Governor Andrew Cuomo is aflame, and the issue now of impeachment on the table. Yesterday, we got a statement from the Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, saying they were meeting with the conference to discuss it, and now it indeed is on the table for an investigation. The governor is in a precarious place at this moment. Your thoughts this morning on where we're headed?
Well, you're certainly right about that, David. He is in a precarious place. It's hard to believe that this is happening. Listen, he and I are not friends, that's for sure. The few times I've been able to talk to him on the radio, it's been fun, but the truth of the matter is that he has never particularly cared for me, and he's made that clear. I've tried to do a good job as a journalist. I've tried to find out from those folks everything that I could, but they play a very closed hand, and that closed hand is fascinating. You know, where's Melissa DeRosa? Where are all those people who were around the governor? Is the ship sinking and have those folks abandoned, or is something else going on that we don't know? Everybody over there has got to be very worried. I feel for some of the people I know well who are good people, but it looks like Cuomo really may be a political casualty here.
WAMC's Alan Chartok.